Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. This is a really quick survey. We are talking with people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Am I registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
As far as I know, I am.
Okay. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I was Democrat, but I'm going to Republican.
I understand. And let me ask you, how likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Likely. Okay, thank you. How would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Very poor.
Thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. And the second one says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
Number two.
Thank you so much. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Let's just start with Lori Buckout.
Not sure.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump.
I'm very favorable for Donald Trump.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. The next one is Don Davis.
I'm not sure on that one yet.
Okay. The next one is Roy Cooper.
Favorable.
And the next one is Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorably.
Thank you so much. If this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you have to choose today?
If I had to choose, probably Josh Stein.
Thank you so much. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you have to choose today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, Libertarian?
I'm not sure about that one. Probably, I really hadn't paid attention to them very much. Maybe the Lori Buckley.
I understand. And do you belong to a credit union? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what is your gender? Would you identify as a male or female?
Female.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Wait a minute, I didn't hear you. No. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you say again?
It's okay. Do you consider yourself as African American or black?
Oh, I'm white.
Oh. I would repeat that. Do you consider yourself African American or black? I'm sorry, I didn't get your answer.
Okay. I'm not African American. I'm not black. I'm white.
understand. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
Neither one.
Understand. Are you a member of either of the military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Let's start with Sling TV. Yes or no?
No.
What about Fubo?
No.
Hulu?
Very, very rarely.
Okay. What about Peacock?
No.
The next one is Paramount Plus.
Very rarely.
Okay. Disney Plus?
Very, very rarely, because I don't have any grandchildren that come around much, so, and most of them are grown.
And what about YouTube TV?
No.
And ESPN Plus?
No.
Well, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate your time and kindness helping me with these questions, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.